Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays. This is Season 4, Episode 35. I'm Aubrey, your GM. I will toss it to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into things.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature and being a thought.
And this is the time I turn around and ask my players what exactly happened last time.
Yippee! Last time was Astraea becoming Voldemort by splitting her soul up. Last time, everyone was like, all of her siblings woke up and was like, yo, what the fuck? And she was like, teehee, winks, you're welcome. And they're like, we didn't agree to this. And she's like, teehee, winks, you're welcome. But I'm pretty sure we just did a lot of planning for, so Dwayne's next on the hit list. How are we going to get to him? We have a couple days. We can build Dumisa's sister a body. We can just do some research. Honestly, it's been like 2 weeks, so I'm probably forgetting a lot of stuff, but I essentially remember a lot of planning.
A lot of planning, a lot of researching, things like that. Mm-hmm. A couple of scenes.
We're nerds, basically.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, one of the magical people, Talon, Winston, all of those people are working on getting the cubic gate up and running, essentially using that to get you all into limbo, because usually the only way to get into limbo is to die, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, speaking from experience, it kind of sucks.
Exactly.
Sounds like glitter talk, but like, sure.
So there will be 2 days before they will have the cubic gate ready to go. So there are anything that you wanted to do during that time?
Question? Do you have a plan to leave? Do we just take the cubic gate with us? How does this work? I was not here.
Theoretically, you should be... once you have defeated Doan, and whoever has ascended to new god of the underworld can just open the gates.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to just take his power and then open a gate. We can just go home. Like, yeah. I'm playing dibs on that.
We have to rely on Mero's magical talents.
Okay, listen. I know that's a bad thing, but like... Oh yeah, we're fucked. Never mind. I'm kidding. We'll be fine.
So, I've been avoiding this because I'm worried, because I left it off in a stupid way. But Groon really does need to check in on how the hospital's coming.
It has maybe only been a week since you started that. They are still drafting plans.
Okay.
It is going to take a little bit more in-game time. A lot of the stuff is happening very close back to back.
Wow, but Heavy is still alive, hasn't been like hunted down and murdered by former priests of Vasield.
So far, yeah.
Okay, I feel better, thank you.
There's still time.
If it helps, in theory, those former priests of Vasield have no more powers.
They really
like,
don't.
They would just be some some guys swinging blades. And while, yes, that's dangerous in a setting where basically anyone can pick up a knife and call themselves an adventurer, I think they would have had their asses beat by now.
You're not wrong.
True. Heavy has been adventuring as a pirate
for several months.
Heavy's just built different. Don't worry about him.
Actually, no, you're correct. Because then, in theory, they would have to, find Heavy on their own with no magical powers or guidance. Two, charter a boat. Three, hope that the boat crosses paths with Heavy's boat. Four, try to remember who the fuck Heavy is. What does he look like? And then how to attack him. And then five, deal with Heavy. I feel like their odds are incredibly stacked against them. And also, Wasn't Heavy like huge?
Yeah, Heavy is.
Wasn't
built
Heavy
like
a heavy weight? Like you're gonna get your ass whooped. He doesn't need powers. He just needs to backhand you off the boat.
Look, we're all familiar with Halsin from Baldur's Gate 3. He looks like that.
I'm not. I'm sorry, but like based, I guess.
I am, but I'm familiar with him now in a way that I shouldn't be.
You've seen his cock.
I've seen his bear dick, yes.
I was gonna say, is this the bear guy?
This is the bear guy. It's the bear fucking guy, yeah.
Actually, all I've seen is the picture of the bear, but I haven't actually seen... Anyway.
He's just like a really big... Like, he was supposed to be an elf, too, right? Like, he was a thick elf. And I remember, like, when he first came out, everybody was like, we really want to romance him, because he's just... Wow, right? This was not what we meant.
Yeah.
This was not what
we meant.
I'm
sure it's what some people meant.
No, nobody. I don't know anybody. I don't even think furries would be into it, because it's not like it's a werebear or something like that, where it's a little bit human-y and whatnot. No. It's a full fucking bear. They had to animate a smile.
Yeah, I mean that is a drop to the voice chat. That is what he would look like. Yeah. Just. You're like, oh, elf, and then you see that and you're like, oh.
He's really big in the game too. Like if you're like
he's like
I think you're almost always shorter than him.
You
right?
are always shorter than him.
Oh wow.
But
oh,
you know, he's still the same person on the inside.
Goon is just a worried like kid is like, I hope my dad's okay, and her dad's just bench pressing people off the boat that try to kill him without any sort of issue whatsoever.
Groon is too stupid to be worried. I mean, she's not that stupid, but that's worried.
She is not street smart. Let's put it this way.
Yeah, Groon has no idea what street she lives on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I do think Groon has every right to be worried, though, considering that she was a part of the doxing squad.
Yeah. Like, there could be consequences down the line. It's just, it has not been enough time to pass to see if anything will happen on a ship that's still actively at sea.
What's Vasil gonna do? Come kill him? Like,
Vasil is dead.
Yeah, yeah. Vasil can't do shit.
Vasil's wife can't even come do shit. They're also dead. There's no one. The only person who could attempt something besides the other like false gods would be like Leaz. You know, like I must avenge my parents, kind of style. But I don't think they're gonna do it.
No.
I think she's cheering us on in the background. Like, go guys, go!
Murder my parents.
In fact, murder them again. I didn't see it last time.
Wait, I blinked. Please do it again. Yeah. Hold on, I need to record this. She pulls like a phone.
I mean, one of us could probably reverse time.
One of us can, but by 12 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough time to like make the plan even better.
If you kill a god and take its power and then go back in time and then kill the same god, do you get double power?
No, you've just undone killing the god.
Actually, it depends on how you go back in time. If you turn everything back in time, it would reset your power. But if you only specifically travel back in time, you would create a paradox, which would probably destroy the entire timeline. So the answer is don't do it either way.
I don't know about that. Joanna's from Mexico.
Mexico is another plane right now, though. Like, you're it's that's still different. Kind
of paradoxical, though.
It's a plane paradoxical is different from a time paradox, though, because a plane involves you being in a completely different place.
But time and space are linked.
Time and space are linked, but you're still from Mexico. Like, what are you gonna do?
They are not usually linked because in planes, time passes differently.
Shit.
Oh, eat shit.
Oh boy, I need to do more math. But there's not something I want to do specifically, but I want to realize, because I remembered I completely forgot to mention this last time, but Meryl's wings have not gone away, and I think they have finally realized they have not gone away. So I want to zoomies everywhere I physically can. The sky is literally the limit at this point. I would like to have the zoomies.
You have the zoomies.
I would like to join for the zoomies.
You have joined for
zoomies. Yes. Zoomies time. I think there was one more thing, but like, I think we've got contacting everyone that might want to come down pat. I should tell my mom that, hey, we're going to go after my dad next. Yeah. We're going to kick his butt.
Yeah, we were going to ask Amidus and Lila.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. You know, if they want to come on the Murder Dewan spree.
I didn't have to, but I wanted to talk to Amidus for gay reasons. So maybe before all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Do it, coward.
Usually you'll find Amidus either doing research in one of the libraries or, you know, in Fight Club.
Could I find him in Fight Club?
Yeah, you could.
Could I challenge them to a fight? My challenge is like, Joanna shows up and sees her. Is like, Amidus, did you start the fight club?
Technically, I think I got them to start bidding on a fight club. They would always do training drills every day. It's just kind of ever since I started participating, there's at least more obvious money being exchanged.
Well, I wanted to have a conversation with you. I think I may continue how everyone talks about things in this city. Did you want to spar while having this conversation?
Sure. Yeah. Since you are laying down this challenge, you decide the terms of the duel. Is it first blood? What?
To the death!
Let's see. I think the gayest would be the first to get pinned down. I don't say it like that. I say, first to get pinned, count to three.
Works for me.
So Joanna, puts down her sword, puts down the other sword that she started carrying around recently, takes off the breastplate, and I guess jumps into the ring. Is there a ring, or is it just kind of like a general fighting area?
There's like a ring. It's like where you would normally do like training exercises, you know, you do like sparring and things, so.
Okay, I think Joanna would, I muted myself, get in there and start doing the thing where she's like loosening up her hands, like jumping in spot and just, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Have you been adjusting? And Joanna's gonna throw a punch.
Alright, roll an unarmed attack.
Oh. My dice are telling me to be gay. I mean, that's only with a 5, a 33.
33, let's see, let me unequip her armor.
How scandalous.
Um, No, she will. She will use her. It's a. What's it fucking called? Nimble dodge.
Oh, okay.
To make that just miss. And what was your question again?
How have you been adjusting? You know, you've been dead forever.
It's interesting. I like seeing the sun on a regular basis. She is going to attempt to trip you. Oof. With a, I don't think a 31?
It's against the acrobatics or athletics?
For a trip. I always remember these things.
I should know this.
Mm-hmm. And it's versus reflex DC.
That makes it.
Oh. Yeah.
Joanna falls to the ground, just like air kind of like puffing out. I understand the enjoyment from that. And wants to attempt to trip her as well. Like just from the ground, like sweeping with her leg. Oh my. That's a 45.
Oh yeah, it's a critical success.
I think, yeah, Joanna like quickly sweeps her like her leg and like trips her as well, and then is going to stand up really quick and just like get into a stance and just say, I mainly wanted to ask, like, well, it's not really ask. I just wanted to check how things. Is this why they fight? That they can't talk about their feelings?
Animitis will use a free action to kip up. Today, something about fighting. I can definitely understand. You're feeling a little more loose, and maybe you will say things that you don't normally say in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, and I think Joanna is going to then. I'll attempt to grapple Amidas. Few actions. That is a 36.
36 versus her fortitude DC.
Yeah.
That will succeed.
Okay. I think Joanna will like. Maybe Amidas like swings and Joanna like grabs her arm and like holds it behind her and like gets behind Amidas and just while kind of holding them in place, just I just wanted to check. I don't know how obvious it was. I hope I'm not overstepping your relationship with Tapson.
Are you how does Tamsin feel about it?
That's a very good question. You know Tamsin, they read so many books, but their mind is like a closed one.
Yeah, it took me quite a bit to before they let me in.
Mm-hmm. then I would like to throw a Midas.
Yeah.
I think it's like whirling throw or something. Let me see how far I could throw them.
Whirling throw. For the wrestler, it's a 10. You can throw any creature 10 feet plus 5 feet times your strength modifier.
I throw a Midas 35 feet across the room. I think maybe like a little harder than he meant to. Mm-hmm. And she throws and sees how far I'm at. So she's like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. Right? You're okay?
You watch as it's like, for a moment, it takes her a second, but she's actually able to not eat shit and like land on her feet as you throw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I literally don't know how much time we have before we finish this ordeal or how things are going to pan out during this. Joanna says as she runs up following Midas. Mm-hmm. And then like doesn't like do anything yet, but like gets like close enough to like where she doesn't have to yell and just Dempson and I have definitely grown close, being, you know, both moms, I guess.
Midas will attempt to faint as she attempts to follow up with an attack. So it's first going to be versus your, I think it's faint is deception versus your perception, I think. Here.
That sounds right.
It's been a few weeks since we've done this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, deception versus perception DC. So that is a 36.
That beats.
Okay. And we'll follow up with an attack because you're flat-footed, as you know, does the attack purposely a little bit wide to get your attention, so you're leaning the other way, and is gonna follow up with a different attack. And that is a let's see, where is my weapon? So that is a 41.
Yes, because I'm not wearing armor.
Mm-hmm. Theoretically, she gets sneak attack damage.
Uh-oh.
I will roll the damage to see how much it is, but I won't make you take it. But I'm just kind of curious, because she's going to be rolling 4d6.
Oh.
Because she gets 3d6 sneak attack dice. So that would have been like 15 non-lethal bludgeoning damage.
Okay, yeah, I think that's like she goes wide and just gets Joanna like across like the neck. Mm-hmm. Like the side is how maybe I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And Joanna will stumble a bit and just yeah, so I just one second. I just wanted to, again, make sure I wasn't overstepping too much. I don't know quite the situation. I didn't want to, make any, further advances, if that was bad with you. And then Joanna is, again, going to attempt to, grapple to attempt to pin.
Okay.
Ooh, that is a 2 on the dice.
Point?
No. It's better if I fail this. I mean, that's still a 32.
32 versus... Oof. That is...
Reflex DC.
Reflex DC? That is a failure. But just barely. Off by like 2.
Okay.
So you almost get it, but just not enough. Can't get the right footing.
I think it's like maybe Joanna like tackles her. It's the very like homosexual thing where Joanna is like, they're on the ground and Joanna's like sitting on her trying to get her arms, but then Amidas kicks me off.
Yeah. Exactly. I approve of this.
Yes.
Stop hitting on my mom!
You're not here. You're flying around. You have zoomies.
I do have zoomies. I'm not here. This is like in spirit.
But all of the guards are looking very pointedly.
They better all have money on me.
No, there's money that's being passed around. It'll be Amidas' turn to come back at you with a grapple. Kind of that I'm just like in my head I just see that like Black Widow move with the legs. And that is a 33 versus your fortitude DC or reflex DC. Yeah, reflex.
Do 33 does not make it.
Yeah, she starts, so you're able to at least like keep your hands up so that you're able to push her away.
What does she say though?
She says, well, you've got to, I think you talk to Tamsin. Tamsin and I have always had a different kind of relationship. And we're figuring it out again. It's been a lot of time. So I'm not going to stand in your way, but I look forward to seeing what happens, says with a smile.
I think for the first time that anyone here has seen it, Joanna is slightly flustered. But with that, she's just going to attempt to grapple again.
Yeah.
That is a 38.
38 will succeed.
Yeah, I think this is, again, like, Joanna does the same thing where she does like a jump tackle. Mm-hmm. And like it's one where like they roll and Joanna ends up on top and has arms pinned to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And just Joanna's like, well, I am very glad we had this conversation.
Me too.
And if that works as pinning them down, then hey.
Yeah, Amidas will smile as taps out.
Joanna will stand up and offer her hand to help Amidas up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then says, well, I will probably see you soon with everyone else as we're making plans to... I hope I'm not being too crass. Fucking kill your ex. So.
I look forward to it.
And then as Joanna's leaving, she's gonna quickly grab Amidas' hand, gaily kiss it, and then walk away.
Okay.
That's all I had planned.
Oh my god, that's gay.
Who wants to follow that up?
Tia, that was gay.
It would be very funny if Estrella was there. I think that would be funny.
I was peeking in the corner.
Did you make any bets?
I did. My bet was on Joanna for sure, because it would actually be very fucking rude. I travel with you for several months, and I still think you can't take on a bitch who couldn't walk like last Wednesday. Like, oh god, that's so rude. I'm saying this because of that, of those rigor mortis legs, you know.
I am so mad that these are like my parents, because if they weren't, I could have just been like, Astray could have been like, I bet you $10 they're gonna be gay. But I can't, I'm not here, I can't do that. Make a bet with a rando that they're gonna be gay.
Astray, how much money do you put down?
I'm betting with guards, I'm assuming.
Yes, they're not rolling in the funds, but...
Yeah, exactly. So I think I would have put in like a silver or two, because I don't want to... If on the off chance that I am correct, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be so rude to clean them, and I'm just not that kind of princess.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, like, I've been, like... Astray was, like, low-key, like, laying it out there, you know? Like, well, Amytis is very skilled, very trained, you know, came back from the dead, you know, like, her moveset includes feint attack, you know, this is kind of nuts, but also Joanna disintegrated a god and killed another one after, like, cutting stone into halves, so...
I will say you make a solid 15 silver.
Damn.
Shit. They were really like, well, actually, no, of course they would bet on Amytis, because Amytis has been whooping their asses.
Yeah.
Like, for like a week straight.
Yeah. Literally the only one that, like, Amytis has even, like, bested Atalanta once.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Not every time. They've got a solid, pretty even track record of they win as much as they lose against each other. All the other guards, for the most part, is getting they get rinsed.
Cool. So I have all their money now, and I feel bad because I did not want to win that much.
No, I mean, you are not the only one who bet on Joanna.
Oh no, of course, but I feel bad as their princess. right? Like, what kind of capitalism shit is this? what I will do is I will have a secret pizza party planned for them with the
secret
money.
Donut party.
No pizza party. They're guards. They need more.
That's fair.
Yeah. I kind of realized something. I'm not really sure how to go about it, because Vero probably has a brain cell and a plan right now, which is kind of surprising, because I remembered something important. So we're probably going to, like, absolutely... Astrea's going to absolutely eviscerate Noan. He's not going to get any rights anymore. He's going to be obliterated. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to steal his entire home and everything he knows, dear. Not steal, but, like, you know, help start putting it back together. But
Inherit.
It's, right, you're that's literally the word.
That you're inheriting it. It's your right. Yeah, it's your you're getting it. I'm giving you your the fucking inheritance much earlier than you should. The only thing you can't claim is life insurance that technically goes to Amytis.
Oh my fucking god. Yeah. It's like, hey, we're speeding up the inheritance process really quickly. Here we go. But, like, Meryl and I am using the brain cell. Meryl's inheriting it, but, like, we're not gonna have time, like, right after killing him to start fixing up the underworld. Is there someone that I could, like, talk to in this area or ask, like, hey, we're gonna do this. Do you wanna, like, come with or come after for the sole purpose of, like maybe Zolzum is the best bet of just, like, temporarily running things while we go murder the rest of the problems? Because I can't stay there while the plot's going on. I can't keep fixing it, but we can't just leave all these souls everywhere.
Yes, you can literally ask the old god of the underworld to watch the house for a few days.
Isn't he on Dragon Island? Don't we just have, like, one sentence?
We were going to go talk to him and ask him as well.
Right. True. Okay. I'm going to ask him that when we go.
Yeah. You during these days, you can do that. And honestly, like, worst comes to worst, when you're the ruler of the underworld, you can decide where the portals open up.
True, but there's so many trapped souls that need, like, sorting, I feel like.
Yeah, you know? You can open a portal to Dragon Island.
Oh, right, yeah, okay, that's what you meant.
And then just be like, hey, Zulzrum, come on in. I need your help. And you can leave that portal open so Zulzrum can go home at night and watch the kids.
True. For a second, I was like, we don't ask in advance. We're just like, hey, Zulzrum, you have a job. And he's like, huh? Oh, God, I'm getting rehired for this. Okay, no warning. Let's go. But yeah, that when we go. Yippee!
I technically need to ask. Oh, do I want all the fathers or do I just want the grandfather?
I don't know.
I feel like it makes more sense to have all the dads there. Just to be like, I should let y'all know too. But at the same time, no, I didn't even let my siblings know what I did. So I guess maybe I'll just ask for Rin then. Because I do have something to ask him.
Yeah, you can find him usually in the gardens some afternoons. He likes to spend time around the plants and just read quietly. He learned, try to find the quiet life where he can.
And I pop up like a diglet and go, hello.
Hello, Astraea. What brings you here today?
Grandpa, is this a good time? I have a question.
Yes, feel free to sit. He's on like a bench or something. And can I get you anything? Tea? Pastries?
I shouldn't, but I want to. Okay, maybe a little bit of tea and a singular pastry.
So you watch as he works this magic and summons out of the ether this table, this small little table with a tea set and pastries.
Oh my god, portal tea time? Fucking inspired. I'm gonna steal that. Portal tea time. Okay. Also, for the record, I think at this point I would have 100% left Rosalite with Doomy or someone.
Yeah, because, I got it.
Yeah. Just watch the baby at 150 feet exactly.
150 feet that way. Watch the child.
Yeah, just over there, but don't go a step too far, because we're on weird box grids, and one box equals 5 feet.
And Rin will turn to you and just go, "What would you like to talk to me about?"
Well, so you know how I got my hair done?
Yes, it is beautiful.
So I got my hair done. And then I got my siblings' hairs all done as well. And now I'm asking if you want to get your hair done?
He thinks about it, looks at you, says, "I've been holding on to this hair for a very long time. I do think, though, after some time, soon, probably. It is probably time that I let other people get their hair done. I was never meant to have this. I think it should move on to someone else.
Okay, but that is your one. I am asking about sharing my one. Okay, I was thinking of more hair analogies to use, but it's going to sound so weird, like at this point, like we're making wigs. So instead, you know, your godhood is, I guess, illegally acquired, I don't know. And my one wasn't, but I know how to share it, so I'm asking if you want to share parts of mine. Because then you wouldn't have to, you know, like, casual genocide people for it, you know?
He'll smile and kind of just put an arm around you and sort of give you a bit of a hug. And they... I've been doing this for so long. I honestly don't know. It's not something that I've thought about too much. For hundreds of years, I've kind of been living in a day by day. I sometimes think it would be better for everyone if the Mad King would fade into obscurity.
Well, that's the cool part. You don't have to be the Mad King anymore. You can, like, have a cool new name, you know? Like, you could just be, like, a king. Like, that's your fun and fresh name.
The cool king?
Yeah, just the king, you know, like there are many kings, and then there is the king, right? So like that is a fun and fresh example. I think most of us are gonna be going by titles anyways. But on a different note, I mean, well, don't you think you and mom deserve to, like, live where you don't have to hide for those hundreds of years? My other siblings, too. But, you're old, and so is mom. Yeah.
You can kind of see that it's reticent to accept your offer a little bit, and maybe it's... you probably get the feeling it's just a lot to do with what's happened before, and the fact that it's nothing against you, but it's the last time Rin really seriously dealt with godhood, he was trying to convince everyone else to stop being gods, and then they attempt to super murder him.
Okay, I feel like my vibe checking skills as a god now are pretty good. But if you still need me to roll, I don't mind rolling.
No, I was telling you exactly what you're noticing.
Okay, dope. I think with that, I'll just like give him, because I think we're still hugging. So I'll just give him like a squeeze and be like, you don't have to answer now, you know, because I mean, I don't know what happens when you willingly give up godhood. Like, do they just fast track you to death? That's kind of rude.
No, they don't. You just become mortal again.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like let's say they do, we could just we could always marrow you, you know? We could make you a nice dirt bod and put you.
Ah, yes, dirt body, what all the cool kids are doing.
Yeah. I mean, actually, when you put it that way, we keep solving all of our dead people problems by putting them in dirt bodies. You would be on trend. We're literally going to do that like in 3 days again. Yeah. So I mean, you could always do that if, you know, you don't want the god responsibilities, but I don't know. I don't think you have to answer now. I think we have a lot of time, and I also think there's so many other loopholes and like ways around it, where if you know, if Mama wants to take like a break, like a long break from royal duties, technically has 4 backups, and I am so great at running kingdoms. Have you seen Vlagos? The last time we went to the castle looked like a dream house.
Astrea dream house.
Yeah, it was very pink, but like only half of it was pink because only half of it needed renovations. But like, yeah, there's tons of loopholes, tons of other ways where you and Mom can just chill and stuff. This is awkward. This is me. I'm over explaining now. You start talking.
Look, I'll give you an answer when everything has been dealt with. I think it's fitting that I was the first of all of us to take power. I think I should be the last to give it up.
Well, you were the first?
Yes.
Did you and the other gods also go on a god-killing spree to get all the powers?
Yes. Yeah, we, once Zulzrum taught us how.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's my proudest moment. I've had a lot of time to look back at the mistakes I have made.
Well, we're technically fixing them, so I mean, and she'll just like do a cute little shrug. But like at least the fun genocide part is over and done with, and hopefully will never have to happen again.
Hopefully. I have hope for all of the true god. You will all get to watch Cyrene flourish and become the beautiful world it was always meant to be.
I mean, it's not like it's not beautiful now. It's just a little fucked up. But I mean, like, what isn't, you know? Did you know the life cycle of a tree, though beautiful, is also pretty fucked up?
Yeah, you're certainly right about that.
I give more hugs, and then we can just talk about, like, chill miscellaneous things. Unless he has questions, which I hope I can answer. And the minute I see another sibling, I will be cryptic as fuck, because I have no idea how to tell him what I did. So instead, I'm just gonna use, like,
air metaphors.
Yes, like I'm an animation studio trying to drop Easter eggs, so you gotta pause the frame and look in the background. like that, those kind of that kind of crypticness.
Yeah, you can have a nice relaxing afternoon with Rin if you would like. He is taking a bit of a break. Yeah.
I got to have, I think that's it. That's all I need to do besides us going and asking Lila, Midas, and Zolzrim if they want to come along on the journey.
Yeah, you can also, you're... Let's see. I'm rolling stuff in the background to see how successful things are. Because the more people you'll send through the cubic gate, the harder it will get to keep it open. Because essentially, they it is not supposed to do this. They're weird sciencing some stuff. And also smaller groups can easily slip through and maybe be unnoticed a little easier.
True. I guess it really is just if they want to go or not, because if they do, I'm not gonna deny them that, right? Like, everybody wants to kick Doan's ass, so you might as well do it, you know, with everybody. And in theory, that would be another god, a former god, and a really, really pissed off, like, wife? What the fuck is... I don't even know how to refer to a Midas, you know what I mean? In this X. moment, just a one really upset ex, you know? She had all those prospects, then you made her into a housewife? Fuck you. She got Dr. Chaw your ass.
May your dick be crusty and unused.
Yeah, like, I just want to ask them first, you know, or at least even, like, notify them, you know.
Yeah, if, because Lila is working on some stuff, if you just sort of send Lila, like, a sending message.
Probably, I'll let Mero do it if they want, though, because that's...
Yippee!
Yes, that's Mero's sister.
I would love to ask my sister to help kill our dad. That'd be great. So I will take the sending stone. I will sending a message and be like, "Hi, we're going after Doan next. Want to come help beat him to death? Astraea has dibs though, but like it would mean a lot to." And then it cuts off because I ran out of words.
And you'll get a message back saying, I wish I could. I'm currently dealing with some fey stuff with my mother. But good luck."
Meryl lies down on the floor and cries.
It is also me being like, I'm trying not to run half a bajillion NPCs through this.
That's fair!
Because I have to run so many enemies.
No, that's super fair. It's just like narratively in character, we would ask because it's like, that's the vibe. If not we, it would be Astraea, but like I'm assuming Mero would also because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
They can all say no, which is like totally fine. It's just it's just letting them know.
Yeah.
Give them the opportunity for them to go, ah, nah.
Damn, no god-killing sibling bonding time. What a fucking shame.
Yeah. And
it's okay.
Amidus will also say that it's better that I don't go back there.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, but kill him extra good for me.
Oh, Astrea will.
And it's like, yeah, she's not ready for that confrontation yet.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not either, but we're going anyways.
That's all right, that's why I'm here. I'm the buffer. I've been ready for this
conversation. Astrea is like frothing at the mouth. It's like one of those, it's that meme where it's like the calm person's holding the leash for the feral person, but it's a marrow and they're like this close to just letting it go when they get there, so Astrea just go clinically ape shit. And the only reason they're holding is because they have a monologue they want to say, and that's it. Mira, monologue done. Okay, let's Astrea go. Astrea starts blasting this ass.
Astrea is the Pokemon that's not inside their Pokeball, but is eagerly waiting for their trainer to say, go.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm just gonna psych myself up for this too, you know. Conceal, don't feel, sit down on the floor, process this, prepare to ask Zoldrum to help with the underworlds, you know. Typical Goblins and Gaze repression, the usual.
Yeah. Are you traveling to Dragon Island or are you just gonna sending him?
Because we can travel if you want to. It's no big deal.
We might want to sending him, and then if he's willing to come, then we can travel. Because if he's not, like, I don't, like, we could just ask him, and then I could just open a portal at Dragon Island and grip him with force and drag him through. Like, that's doable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't have the sending spell. We're just using the stone, so that means we have to wait another day.
You're a god now.
Yeah, I am a god now, and I still chose to not take the spell because there's other spells I want to take.
Yeah, I mean, you got some time, like, I didn't know if you...
We actually need Zolzrum here. We have to go pick him up, because he's gonna help.
Oh, make right, the, yeah, yeah, stop with the ritual.
With Teshka's body, and I am assuming we're doing Teshka's body before we leave. Because we didn't want to bring her down into the underworld with us.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't too much time, then yes, but if it was time, then risk it, I think was what we went with. But I think it's only 2 days longer than the gate opening would take anyway. I recall it was 4 days until the next full moon.
Technically doing all of this, we have already killed 2 days.
Yeah, you would have, if you wanted to wait for the stone to do that, to talk to Zolzrum, it would be the second day.
Let's just kidnap him. Who gives a fuck?
Take that man away from his children?
Always. We can bring them with us and then put them back and then go into the underworld.
We'll steal him from his children. We'll pull we're all becoming gods. We've got to play the part, you know?
All right, we portal to the dragon island. I go see my god kids.
Time to go.
Yeah, and you know, whoever wants to come to Dragon Island, we go to Dragon Island. Let's go.
Yippee!
And we go see the babies. We go play with the babies. Rosie probably wants to see the babies too.
Babies. I need to give my older, younger dirt sibling a good props, you know? Hope she's been committing crimes while I've been gone.
Doing her best.
That's good. I give her crime advice of, like, how to pickpocket better, I guess.
Oh my god, I just realized how we would probably have to tell Zildjian all the stuff. We'll be like, so we're going to do the dirt body ritual for the Misa sister, and I know you said you wanted to be a part of that, so we're here to pick you and the kiddies up, and then afterwards we wanted to ask if you wanted to join us on our, and I look at the kids, and then I look back at Zolstrom, and I go, on our trip to K-I-L-L D-O-A-N.
The kids would stay behind for that part, obviously.
Obviously, mm-hmm. Obviously.
Except for Rosalite. Rosalite craves...
blood.
Justice. No, don't... blood! And the babies yes. are like, Daddy, what's blood?
The god of the death is about to be.
Zulzrum laughs a little bit and just says, if you it may be easier for me to stay here, because if you start making moves, I don't know what. We still have one last god out here. We don't know anything about what she is doing. But as soon as whoever is taken over, you can should be able to open a portal and I can come through and help out whatever I can.
Please.
And we don't know how long I would be gone because time moves differently.
These are all facts, them. I mean,
the
darn.
Travel down River Styx takes several days in itself.
And we are going to be, we're going to have to ask Oedipus if he can run the ferry for a little bit before I can find
Orpheus.
Orpheus, fuck! Oedipus, stop!
Dude, no, he wouldn't lend us much. He would talk in depth, though, about his...
We get his wife back. And then we just ask, can you do the job for like 3 more days? Before we need to find a replacement. We need to hire a replacement. Please don't quit without a 2 weeks notice. God, I hate that. But yeah, I'm hopefully going to be doing that. So I'll figure something out. I'll talk to you about the best place to open things to start funneling the souls that have been stuck here into the underworld and organizing them. And I guess I'm going to say some stuff that is very underworld technical because I should know that, but Tick is like, damn, there sure are guys down there that do things. I hope
the guys who do things.
Yeah, the guys that do things, but in fancier terms from Mara.
Mm-hmm.
We can burn that bridge when we get to it.
Exactly.
We can burn that bridge when we get to it?
Yeah.
Why? What?
I heard brain that bridge. And I'm like, you're not wrong.
I was like, burn? Why are we burning bridges?
Because but yeah, bridges now that are bitches.
Yeah, Zolzum's on the side. I'm pretty sure that, like, isn't it possible to just open straight up a direct route from, like, the center of the underworld to somewhere? Or does it have to be through the River Styx?
Well, currently River Styx is the only way in.
Okay.
But souls themselves cannot pass through the portals.
Okay.
They yeah. still have to take River Styx.
But you're not dead, so you don't have to take it.
Yet. No, it's not.
Okay, perfect. So you can get you there basically instantly.
I feel like Mero's just going to be like, there's a few other logistics I want to talk about. Is that okay? And I, Tick, don't know fucking any of them, but I feel like there are other logistics to talk about really quickly, you know? Like, damn, what guys do things?
Yeah.
How does that work? I talk with my new dad for a little bit about underworld shit while you guys get to play with cute dragon babies?
Yes.
The god babies.
their gods just to be confusing.
So, yeah, you do that. So, let's see.
I did have one thing I would like to do.
Okay.
Unless we're still in this scene, in which case it can wait.
I think we've moved on.
Okay. At any point over the next few days, it could have been previously, it could be now, it could be later, whenever, time, whatever. Dumisa is just going to go shopping. And is gonna put together like a really big gift basket for Teshka because she doesn't have anything and she's gonna need stuff.
This is so, true, like, she is gonna need stuff.
And food and is gonna pick out toys and then like change her mind and then go back for them and then change her mind again and then go back for them again. Just things she remembers her sister liking and things that she just has no idea if she'll like but might need, and like a toothbrush and like a hairbrush and just the basics, and then also some fun things on top of it because she's been dead for a long time.
I also would like to do shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Though I don't need it to be role-played out at all. When 2 days happen, I have to go back to Vlogos to pick up Dumi's gift and Serena's gift that were both commissioned last session, I think.
Yes.
Because it was only supposed to take 2 days to make it. So I pop back to Vlogos, I go pick it up, I pop back to Cressa because I have so many spell slots now. Teleportation has never been easier. and then I'll go to the market district in the capital, Cressa, to get something for Dumi, though this time I'm still not sure. I'm almost always not sure what to get Dumi. And that's simply because I feel like Dumisa is like my dad, in which case, when you ask them what they want, they will give you very obscure answers. For example, my dad will be like, a hug. And I'll be like, motherfucker, it's your birthday. You can get a hug for me from free, like all the time. I'm asking for a present, right? So I feel like Dumisa would have really weird answers like that, and make it really difficult to shop for her. So I guess, I'm not sure what to get Dumisa again. She already got a cool cloak. She does. And then the thing that we got her was like bracers that have tools and stuff like that in them. Like a all-purpose mini tool bracer thing for her hobbies. What is Cressa known for even? Besides being bitches and having weird queens that don't die.
They're known for their architecture, they're known for their university, they're known for the they have a really big fishing industry.
I get Dumisa one of those wall fish that sing.
Oh my gosh. Billy Bass? Big Mouth Billy Bass? Is this revenge for that one session of Crenmore?
A little bit. I'm like, so stupid. I thought of a better gift, a much cuter, sweeter gift, but the fish is so funny. I'll get her two things then. I will look into how to get her that wall fish that sings. And we'll just and that fish's name will also be Cressa, because it probably just says Cressa like it's a souvenir. But it's really funny to call this wall fish Cressa the Third.
Okay, but like really quick, because this is like magic and like I assume there's no plastic, is this just like a magically preserved fish?
They fished out of the harbor. Wait, it's Cressa, so probably it's a saltwater fish.
It's a tuna!
Those are huge!
Yeah, those are so big!
My wife is big too. So, I mean, I got to have them all. That's okay, because we'll have lesbian paintings on one wall and a giant fish on the other one.
Since a giant magic, singing fish on the other one.
Is it like pre-recorded Astraea songs that come out? Is it just Astraea singing out of a tuna?
No, I have a proposal. Yes.
I linked it, but it sings the fucking donut song from One Piece, which is like, donuts, oh, donuts, delicious to the whole donuts.
I was gonna say it'd be fun if it was just generic sea shanties. But like, oh my God. What if one of the sea shanties is donuts? Because One Piece is about pirates.
True.
I'm not gonna say no to it. Like, it makes sense by that logic. So yeah, I'm looking for that, but I'm also probably going to go to an architect to just get like blueprints made for potentially like our house in the future if Yumi wants a house, because we like out of character, we've totally talked about it. In character, I think we mentioned it once, right? And I know this bitch will probably want to make the house herself, but I don't think she can do blueprints or let alone like read them. But I think it's cute, you know, we can frame it later. So I'm gonna get those two things going, and come back for them eventually, because underworld, but like, yeah, those are my plans.
Okay, yeah, you're doing that. It's almost time for they've almost finished with the gate, and so they've essentially set it up in an area near the in one of the courtyards in Cressa, just to sort of have the space for it, because it requires a very large ritual circle. And can I get everybody to roll me a perception check?
Scary. I love my new dice. Come on, Dice Bot, don't fail me now. My dice are covered in paper.
Nat 20, 47.
Woo!
43.
47 also.
31.
I love rolling a 3 on the dice. That's a 28.
I got a nat 6 for 30.
Oh. Yippee! High five!
So, Astraea, Demisa, and Tamsin, you all notice this first. You hear sort of the whistling sound of an arrow.
No!
Continue. Don't just say whistling sound of an arrow. What do you mean?
What's the target? Did somebody get hit?
Just a question. How many people would a 39 hit?
Not I.
Me.
Oh, me.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Oh, no.
Hold on.
Not I.
Oh, fuck, not me.
She rolled rather low.
Oh, God, this bitch.
You're wondering about her.
Oh, wait, it would hit Groon. I have a divine aura set up for some reason.
Uh-huh. And also, if you did not succeed on the perception check, count yourself as flat-footed.
She still doesn't hit me. I'm flat-footed, but not flat-footed enough, bitch!
Okay, Aubrey?
Mm-hmm.
Since I did hear it, can I use my mother's mindfulness seat and step in front of Astrea, whatever it is that happens?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Nice.
No!
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. As suddenly you hear it, it is an arrow that splits into multiple arrows, raining down on the courtyard. Yeah.
Oh. Oh my.
Hey, remember we were wondering where Dimple is? I'm gonna take a shot in the dark with this one.
I think a shot in the dark has already gone down. How bad does it hurt?
This is going to be 35 damage. It is 27 piercing, and the rest of it is the other six is bleed.
Oh, bleed.
Yeah.
What does your mother's mindfulness actually do?
Yeah, Tamsin hears the arrow. I think sees it split off and instinctively sort of jerks towards Astrea, and she and Jeremy interpose themselves, and I take that damage instead of you.
No! Wait, are you taking double damage? Or are you only taking part of it?
I mean, I assume I take double damage, right? It takes, like, the full damage, and I would have gotten hit anyway.
I will say, theoretically, you only take that one normal damage. You just protect Astrea with your body. It is like a rain of arrows, not a bunch of seeking arrows.
So will I still get damage?
No, you don't take damage.
No, I don't. Ooh.
And kind of fitting. Tamsin, there's an arrow in your shoulder and it's got a note attached to it.
Oh, that's fun. What's it say?
I'm hugging Tamsin like a lot. Like, please don't die. but like, I'm not registering all of this yet.
There's a location on it. It is Astrea, you would recognize the location. It is right outside of the lodge in Celsi where you prayed to Dinpole before you met her. And it says, let's finish this.
Does it have a time on it, or is it just the location?
Just the location.
Considering it was an arrow, I assume now.
I mean, I don't know if we had time to do another thing first or what.
Yes, just that I'd ask.
I think that's a great place to end it for now.
Fuck you. What is with this season and all these cliffhangers? You gotta stop.
Also, people keep listening.
I'll stop when the campaign is done.
Aubrey will stop when we're dead.
Aubrey will let us die. Like,
sorry to continue.
No, I'd be like, I don't think Aubrey will let us die in the sense of death won't stop her from torturing us. Death won't let us be free. Take it away, Aki.
every cliffhanger you leave us on, Aubrey, your toes grow a little longer, so they will also become cliffhangers in your shoes. It's specific, but it's the only one I know that counts.
So Tick, take us out.
Hi everyone, thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblets and Gaze. If you like what we do here, please call help for us. Check out our various streaming services, and remember, support us on Patreon so we can keep breaking the content you love. Stay safe, eat your vegetables, and Aubrey's exact address is...
Hey everybody, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gaze is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those Mathrocks. So if you need some new Mathrocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code Goblets for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spellcasting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay. Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.